HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. One leading Democrat is asking others to pause before passing judgment on President Biden amid concerns about his ability to serve for four more years. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells MSNBC.
I've said, everyone, let's just hold off. Whatever you're thinking, either tell somebody privately, but you don't have to put that out on the table until we see how we go this week.
As almost 2 million customers in Texas wait for the power to come back after Hurricane Beryl, the storm's remnants have left Michigan's capital underwater.
Lansing's bad. Every road from that way this way is flooded.
And it's just crazy that, like, this much water accumulated within, I think it was only raining for, like, about an hour.
Opening arguments slated to begin at Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial after a jury was chosen in a single day. CBS's Elise Preston.
Two jurors told the court they've never heard or seen anything about the case.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. Eight other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. People are speaking out about long-running problems at Wisconsin State Prisons. Cindy Sherwin is a former prison guard who was let go after 27 years. She says it was retaliation for whistleblowing.
As soon as Act 10 went into place, the supervisors and administration, from my experience, became their own higher powers.
Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee yesterday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to be on the lookout for blue-green algae before they swim in the state's waters. According to a press release, the algae can grow in any body of water, and we're now entering the peak bloom season of July and August, with the waters at their warmest. The bacteria can have harmful health effects on humans and pets, and could look like tiny particles, dust, or grass clippings floating in the water, or brown, black, or turquoise mats floating to the surface. A Chippewa Valley nonprofit has received an over $30,000 grant thanks to Rock Falls Raceway and their annual Badgers Classic. According to a WEAU report, the raceway held a three-day drag racing event and raised nearly $32,000 for Joshua's Camp, an organization that gives back to families in the community, particularly families with children dealing with cancer. Over their years of support, Rock Falls Raceway has reportedly raised over $100,000 for Joshua's Camp. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers reload for the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight between the Brewers and the Pirates at AmFam Field. Last night was a mess. The crew giving up 5 home runs, including a grand slam by catcher Joey Bart, on the way to a 12-2 win over the Brewers. So how can the Pirates, who have struggled to get to 500, blow out the first place Brewers? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's the division, and those guys know us and we know them, and we go back and forth no matter what the records are or whatever, and they're a really good team, and they got really good pitching.
Hockey, the NHL bringing a preseason game to Milwaukee between the Chicago Blackhawks and the St. Louis Blues in October. It'll be at Fiserv Forum. Tennis, after winning a match at Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic lashed out at fans for allegedly booing him, even though his opponent was named Holger Rune.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a slight chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny today, high of 83 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with some patchy fog, low of 60. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. We're going to keep cranking it up toward the weekend with upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning includes our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good, this week with State Assembly Rep Francesca Hong.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see. Sister, oh, what's going on?
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, G. Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. And you know, it's a dreary morning, but I think the sun's going to come out soon.
Yeah. Well, man, it's going to be, you know, in the 80s.
Yeah, with how wet it's been this morning, I'm not looking forward to the humidity.
Yeah, so dreary is, you know, is better than snow, ice, rain, and sleet. That's snow and sleet, right?
That's a good point.
All right, all right. Good morning to everybody and welcome. It's Wednesday. That means we're going to be joined by none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, in hour number two. This morning I'm joined by Miss Kathleen Cummings. She's a former Waukesha Alderwoman and County Supervisor. Good morning to you, Miss Cummings. How are you?
Good morning, girl. I'm good. Thank you.
All right, so you have a harrowing tale that you want to talk about this morning. You were accused of having lived in two different residences, one outside of Waukesha. You owned two homes, one outside of Waukesha district, the area that you were an
alderwoman. We own two homes, nine houses apart.
Yeah, a county supervisor in, but one of them clearly, based on what the record says, was outside of the aldermanic district that you were elected in. Is it safe to say that?
That would be correct. That's what I was accused of.
All right, so That became a firestorm how many years ago?
They're over 30 months ago, almost nearly okay. three.
So at the root of it was the allegations that you were illegally, elected to the alderperson's position based on allegations that you lived outside of the district.
I was accused of signing nomination papers that were not correct.
So you had been an alder person and a county supervisor for the better part of 20 years at the time.
Yeah, over 20 in both positions.
So what do you think brought about the investigation 20 years later?
20 years later. It started with a complaint by the then city of Waukesha administrator, Kevin Lehner. And, over the course of, working at the city of Waukesha, we disagreed on, several issues. And, he had a poor review 1 year.
And so based on that, there were personal reasons, you say that this guy brought this allegation against you?
Well, we know he brought this allegation against me. He made a formal complaint to Sue Opper, then district attorney at the time.
All right. So to expedite this, because this is, there's a lot here and we clearly don't have enough time to go through all the different ins and outs of this. You wound up resigning from both county supervisor and alderwoman positions.
Well, it didn't quite work. That is what happened, but that's not quite how it happened.
Okay, so in your words.
In August of 21, we were going on a family vacation into Door County. I advised the city administrator at the time I'd be out of town. And while we were out of town, 8 squad cars from Walworth County broke into both houses to see where I was sleeping or in search of a crime.
Investigations.
That would be great. They had a search warrant, but 8 squad cars, 4 at each home, broke into the home.
So what happened after they did the investigation? You resigned prior to the investigation, or the investigation happened prior to you resigning?
I don't know quite how to answer that, but I can say that they, as a result of that, some mental health issues I had to face them, in other words. And then I took a leave of absence and, sought help where I needed it.
So let's fast forward all of this because, you've just been exonerated.
Correct.
After all of this time. And based on some of the things that I've read, defending yourself, you spent over $85,000.
80 plus, correct.
$80,000+. So what was said once you were exonerated? Did anybody from Waukesha County contact you and apologize to you?
Oh, I have not heard any. I've heard individuals call me. Individuals have called me. Individuals after church have said they got it right. They've been very kind, but I've not heard anything from either form of government. Waukesha County, as a county supervisor, they really weren't involved in this. It was the city of Waukesha that was truly involved in all of this.
So, he slandered you, you would say? You've been slandered?
I had an impeccable record. I showed up at meetings. I didn't have any absenteeism. I did my job diligently for over 20 years, got a lot of work done. I was a working alderman. And I would say that I probably did too good of a job that that I would uncover things that would not put people in a good light, and fought for my constituents. What's really strange to me is that we went to Door County. Kevin Lehner and the city knew I was out of town. They all knew, and they broke into, they had a search warrant, but they broke into my house in search of a crime that I was not living there. The facts are we own two homes, nine houses apart. Why did we own two homes? We own two homes because one used to be his mother's home, and we had the opportunity to purchase it for $100,000. We have a severely disabled son, and we were looking for a place for him in the future.
So,
but nobody asked me the why at the city.
So based on some of the things that I read, the challenge was that there was no proof that you were living in the other home. This is, again, based on what I read in an article from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that they challenged whether or not you were living in the home, and they couldn't prove, you couldn't prove to them that you were living in the home, and that's one of the reasons why they continued to move forward with this.
They continued to move forward to me because they didn't want me in the position of an alderman, and they wanted to make an example of me. They said that straight out, that they wanted to make an example of me, and I don't know how else to say it. That's what they said.
And the reason why, you know, as I said to you earlier, something similar is happening and taking place right now in Milwaukee, city of Milwaukee, where a school board member has been forced to resign because she's been challenged for not living in the district where she was supposed to be representing, and she is being prosecuted for theft because of the what she got paid being a school board member because she didn't live in the district. Let me, you know, I guess people don't think that it's a big deal when they talk about living in the district or not living in the district. You've been doing it for 20 years at the time. So you understand the importance of people living in the districts that they represent. I'm just asking a question.
I know. I'm trying to think how to answer it. The way the statutes are written, it is important. Yes, you are required to live in the district. It all goes down to intent. Your question is, we have a person in Milwaukee. I don't know her circumstance. I never met her. But it all starts with the nominations for election and securing signatures. That's how it all starts. And I can only speak to myself and what they accused me of, meaning they, the DA, was that when I went to circulate my nomination papers, I did not live there. Statutes are such that we own two homes. I spent a great deal of time at the other home because I took care of a severely disabled son.
So hold that thought. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm joined by Ms. Kathleen Cummings. She's a former Waukesha Alderwoman and County Supervisor. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Early Group Show at 540 AM WAUK. It's at Civic Media here in Waukesha.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that
There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Ms. Kathleen Cummings, former Waukesha Alderwoman and County Supervisor, who has just been exonerated of, some allegations that she was not living in the district that she was elected Alderwoman. And let me ask you, you've been exonerated. This thing took a couple of years. What are your feelings? What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about the legal system?
It's not set up to be fair. It is set up to have plea deals. That's how it's set up. Out of the 10,000 plus criminal charges put in the state of Wisconsin a year, 95% are pleaded out. 5% go to trial. Of that, maybe 25 are acquitted.
So you chose not to plea. You chose to fight.
Yes.
Why?
Because I wasn't a felon. I had worked my entire life to live the right kind of life that I was not a felon. Why should I say that why should I lie to say that I was? I am to be an example. It was my name. The problem is that they wanted me out of office. They, meaning the city of Waukesha. They wanted me out of office. Every plea deal was hinged on the fact, never run again. You can never run again. Well, tell me what kind of justice that is. In the early days, they offered me a $200 fine, a felony, and no probation, no parole. And this can all be over. That was in September. There's no written record of it, but they reached out to me, and that's what they offered. And I said no. It took them till December to add six more felonies. It was a vendetta that was in search for a crime. Of that, every plea deal that came after that was she cannot run. That's against either my 14th or 15th Amendment right.
So you say the city of Waukesha.
Yes.
Which comprises a whole lot of people. So some people inside of Waukesha.
It only takes one evil person.
Let me ask you, it's cost you $85,000. Do you feel as if you have suffered, your reputation has suffered in some manner, some way, shape, or form?
Yes.
You still live in Waukesha.
I still live in Waukesha.
So as you move around, it was, you see people.
This thing was set up to get me out of office, to destroy me, and in the end what they did was break apart my family.
So you can never, do you have any plans to ever run for office again?
I have no idea at this time. I just didn't want that right taken away from me.
Which is not because you've been exonerated.
Right. I've been exonerated. I could run if I wanted to, but I didn't want that right taken away from me. You need to know that when I came back from medical leave, the first phone call that came to Walworth County was from Kevin Lehner, who made the phone call and asked why did she come back to work? Why? And she voted in every piece of legislation that night. Why was she here?
So
she can't be doing this.
So we don't know who that is.
We do know who that was.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Oh.
The majority of these listeners don't know who Kevin Lehner is.
Kevin Lehner was the city administrator for the city of Waukesha.
Was. Okay.
He has since moved on.
Okay. So, What do you want to say again to those in the listening audience as a person who had spent 20 years dedicating your life to service? What do you want the people in this listening audience to garner from what happened to you and where you are now?
I want them to know that one should now, when you hear a story, ask what are they not telling you. In this particular story, no one from the upper office, meaning the mayor, the city attorney, and the city administrator, and I had monthly meetings with the city administrator and the mayor, asked me what was going on. We owned two homes because we wanted to create a group home for my special, severely disabled son with autism. He was 34. I took care of him for 24/7. For over 34 years. And we wanted a place that we could be near him and protect him in his next stage of life, because we knew we couldn't do it forever. It was 9 houses away. The opportunity came from us when my father-in-law died in 22, that we were able to purchase the home through inheritance. My mother-in-law asked us if she wanted $150,000 for the home, $50,000 would be my husband's inheritance, and we just needed to get a loan for $100,000. We had transitioned my son to the other home, and I spent a lot of time at that home.
So,
I was his primary caregiver, and my husband's health issues had become more severe.
So you still live in Waukesha?
Yes.
Has it darkened your commitment, your love for the city of your birth?
This is not the city of my birth.
Okay, well, I stand corrected, but the city that you've lived in all these years? Has it soured you on the city of Waukesha?
I don't trust as easily as I once did. I used to trust. I don't trust as much as I did once. City of Waukesha, Waukesha County is a great place to live, work, play, and raise a family still, but it also has some evil people in it, and you know, it only takes one person.
Well, congratulations on your exoneration.
Thank you.
You know, I think whenever one's name can be cleared, nothing can beat that. If false allegations have been levied against somebody and the court of law says it's not true, and you can walk around with your head held high, you've succeeded. So thank you very much for taking the time out to come
thank
in
you.
And tell us your story.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
That's Kathleen Cummings, former Waukesha Alderwoman and County Supervisor. We'll return. I see your eyes.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expanded Amtrak service in Wisconsin is a hit with passengers. More than 18,500 people rode the Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago during its first month of running. That's about 300 passengers each trip. Marriage equality is making gay people happier and healthier. That's according to a new study from UCLA. Abby Goldberg is a psychology professor who says same-sex relationships are stronger and more secure.
They have access to health insurance. They are physically and mentally healthier. They're able to share the challenges and work of raising children.
The same study finds 80% of same-sex couples are concerned politicians and courts could take their rights away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Visitors entering Chippewa Falls will now know exactly where they are on their way into the city. According to a Facebook post, a new Chippewa Falls sign has been installed at the roundabout on Bridge and River Streets heading into the downtown area. According to the post, the funding for the new sign project was provided by Chippewa Falls Main Street and a grant from the Sen Family Fund and facilitated by the Community Foundation of Chippewa County. The sign was installed earlier this week. A Cadott farm has been asked to host the annual Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, an expo meant to share advancements in agricultural technology with farmers across the state. According to a WEAU report, Close Farms in Cadott will hold the event, which could see hundreds of vendors. Jamie and Renee Close, the owners of the farm, say they're expecting to welcome thousands of people from around the Midwest at their farm. The last time the expo was hosted by a Chippewa County farm was way back in 2004. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. John Cena has announced he is retiring from professional wrestling. Cena, a 16-time WWE champion, first made a name for himself in the early 2000s as rapper The Doctor of Thugonomics and recently appeared naked behind a suspiciously small piece of cardboard at the Oscars. The Ricky Stenicki star says he will focus more on acting but will give wrestling fans a farewell tour and that he's just physically at the end. Making Cena even cooler is that he will host Discovery's Shark Week 2024. Willie Nelson received a warm welcome on July 4th in Camden, New Jersey, his first appearance after a health scare. According to the New York Post, the 91-year-old music legend took the stage at his annual 4th of July picnic event after having had to take a musical knee for a couple of weeks due to doctor's orders. Nelson performed two shows in Wisconsin in mid-May, in Madison and Milwaukee. He is back with the Outlaw Music Festival tour, performing with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a slight chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny today, high of 83 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with some patchy fog, low of 60. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. We're going to keep cranking it up toward the weekend with upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he didn't call WTMJ or WISN. He made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
On the next Devil's Advocate, Scott Ross joins to hammer Scott Walker. Act 10 has been overturned. We'll talk about it. Join us, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
On the farm, the
should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Calvin, five straight days in Las Vegas of over 115 degrees.
Yeah, I can't even imagine
with
that.
With a record of 120.
Yeah, and it's only just the beginning of July, so there's still a couple of weeks, months to go.
Man, what are you talking about? The height of it hasn't even hit yet.
Yep, exactly that. Imagine.
And, man, I can't even begin to imagine. Yeah, I've been to Vegas a couple times. It's nice. Vegas is a nice place. You been there?
I have not.
It's a nice place to frolic, you know. A resort kind of place where people come and, you know, you can bring family now. They've got a lot of events, a lot of things going on, but there are a lot of people who live there year round. And man, I don't know what it is so alluring about living in a desert. 115 degrees, Calvin, is a desert, right?
Well, actually, technically, a desert doesn't have anything to do with the temperature. It has to do with the rainfall. But yeah, that is excruciatingly hot.
Well, they built it on top of a desert.
For sure.
Yes, that's what that is.
They definitely don't get any rainfall to cool them down.
No, man. And so, man, I couldn't even begin to imagine 115, 120 degrees, you know. Hey, man, give me Milwaukee. Give me Wisconsin.
I can say amen to that.
Man, just unimaginable. But let me get into some stuff that I'm going to talk about this morning. So the Republican convention starts in Milwaukee this Sunday evening. And at the root of it is, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You need to understand the impact of the state of Wisconsin in this election. You need to understand that it is the state of Wisconsin that voted blue last time for Joe Biden, voted red before that for Donald Trump, and is dangerously being tipped towards voting red again, once again, for Donald Trump. It's the state of Wisconsin. It's this listening audience. It's the range of civic media which can determine the outcome of who the president of the United States is, the direction of the future of this nation, Project 2025, and all those things. The residents of the state of Wisconsin will be in the decision-making position. 844-967-2789. We can talk about all of the other things, right? We can talk about all the other things that we, you know, that you want to talk about. But in the end, the residents of the state of Wisconsin will be making the decision. That means your neighbors, that means your sisters, your brothers, the people you work with, those people are going to decide whether or not we should have Donald Trump as the president of the United States or whether or not it should be Joe Biden. What are your thoughts? You know, I don't have to talk about what they're going to be doing in Florida. It's not the deciding It's not going to be the deciding state. I don't have to talk about New Jersey. It's not going to be the deciding state. The deciding state is going to be the state of Wisconsin and the state of Michigan. Those are the two that are going to determine the outcome of the election. And as I was watching Donald Trump yesterday, just the lies, interposition, and nullification dripping from his lips, and just everything coming out of his mouth, lie after lie. We're not talking about during the debate. We're talking about yesterday in Florida. Again, lie after lie after lie. He said on camera, look at this big crowd of 45,000. Hey, Calvin, they said it was about 300. You know, I mean, he can't help himself. Everything out of his mouth. You know, I could almost understand if there's pressure on somebody, heavy pressure, and you lie because the pressure is so heavy on you that you don't have any choice but to maybe lie. But man, to lie just for the sake of lying, you know, hey, do you know what today is? Well, it's Wednesday. But for Donald Trump, he'll come up with a lie. So if you lie about the little things that don't matter, this is the reality of it all. Again, talking to the people in the state of Wisconsin, because you're going to be making the decision. You know, this was placed in your lap. And so you've got loved ones that you know, that you're probably having these conversations with. You know, those who have, you know, decided that Donald Trump is going to be the person that regardless, we talked about Project 2025 and the inherent dangers of that. The only way to avoid that is if the people of Wisconsin make the decision, you know, to, you know, not vote for the man that we know is, you know. Here's the other thing. I'm getting a little tired of hearing Republicans talk about the Democrats are lying. Joe Biden is lying. Man. They're trying to flip the script, as the young people say. So now Republicans are talking about the Democrats lying. Oh, they're lying, they're lying, they're lying. Man, come on. The guy you're supporting, you know he's lying. Here's the part that I don't understand. People know right from wrong. Children know right from wrong. I'm not, maybe there's something inherent in human nature that, you know, you understand right from wrong. But I clearly don't understand when you know the person you're supporting is just flat out lying. Well, I know Donald Trump he's got terrible character. You know, I wouldn't want my children to follow him. He's not the kind of person I'd hang out with, right? You know, he's not the kind of guy I would invite to church. He's not the kind of guy that I would look at as a role model, that I would want for my children to be a role model. But he ain't Joe Biden. So I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, even though he's got all of these negative things. Calvin, do you understand that?
No, and I've never understood it. I don't know how someone could proudly, or not even necessarily proudly, but
rationalize
and admit, I guess was the word I was looking for, that they know and understand that Donald Trump is all these things that we describe him as, but it doesn't matter. They're voting for him.
Yeah, and more. You know, I'd love to hear from my conservative callers, you know, to defend it, because, you know, they've been kind of getting a pass. You know, Donald Trump is not a good guy. He's not a good guy, and you know, but I'm going to vote for him anyway. Listen to that, man. Hey, how does that make any sense? He's not a good guy. I know he's not a good guy. We know he's a felon. We know he's a philanderer. We know he's a criminal. You know, we know he lies every time he opens his mouth. And I justify in my mind that that's okay. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever to me. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, Earl. I would love to see if the progressive media, as well as regular media, but more on the progressive side, if every time we do refer to Donald Trump, we actually do put the word lying in front of it. So lying Donald Trump said this, lying Donald Trump said that, because a lot of times the media will just repeat what it is that he says, and the thing is, it's a lie. So we need to actually really make people realize when he says, oh, I don't know anything about Project 2025, you're lying. All you do is lie. Every word, when your lips are moving, Donald Trump,
you are
lying.
Tom, let me ask you. So you're from the state of Wisconsin. You've got relatives. You've got friends here. Why do people in the state of Wisconsin, in the face of knowing who and what he is, still support him?
Well, my friends in the state of Wisconsin are all voting Democratic.
Yeah, no, but I'm not talking about solely about your family, man. I'm talking about the state of Wisconsin, which is going to be the arbiter of whether or not Trump becomes the president of the United States in the face of all those lies and the lack of character. I've heard people say on this show, well, he doesn't have any character. What are you looking for in the president of the United States if character is not one of them?
Well, I agree. And the thing is, I would say 30% are true MAGAs.
I know, but I'm asking about that 30% that are true MAGAs. What do they see?
Oh, they're just a cult. That's all they are. They like the fact that he, you know, says things that are violent. They love the fact that, I guess they love the fact when it's on the Republican side, an authoritarian dictator. But if it's on the Democratic side, they get mad when everyone starts, you know, really standing behind Barack Obama. The difference is, you know what, I could actually pick out problems with Barack Obama and talk about them.
But I don't even understand where, Tom, with all due respect, I don't even understand why there's still conversation about Barack Obama from Republicans, right? And even from Democrats. Barack Obama has been removed from the scene for 8 years and going on. So this is not about Barack Obama or any of that. This is about why there are people in the state of Wisconsin who still believe that a man that lacks character and is a criminal should become the president of the United States. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that number. The question is, you know, why do people, especially in the state of Wisconsin, who see Donald Trump, know he lacks character, you know that if he wasn't the president running for president of the United States, they would probably, well, I don't know, maybe you can tell me, not want to spend any time with a man who, you know, has a history and a record like Donald Trump, selfish, you know, the characteristics of somebody that aren't very friendly. And yet they have, attach themselves to him and say, that's my man. Before we go to the phone lines, this is Tony. I think that they really are disillusioned with government and want to break it. They see politicians and the media saying how dangerous Trump is, and they like it. People not watching the live stream are really missing seeing how much Earl enjoys his music. Thank you. Well, you're right about that, Tony. I really do enjoy the music. Let's go to the phone lines and Joel Hunter. Oh, CJ. Hey, CJ, man, what do you say?
Well, thanks for taking my call. Occasionally you do, Earl. Thank you. Love your music. I think you were probably a very good DJ. If that's
I was never a DJ, man. This is my history in music. It's my history in music. But anyway, go ahead. It's my life in music. Well, go ahead.
You get me up and dancing, this white guy with no rhythm. You still get me going. But, hey, I think he's got, you won't keep me long enough to explain all the reasons.
Well, for the time I have you, give me the reasons why, in the face of this, you think Donald Trump is such a good guy.
We listen to you, the media, the social media. Our government, and they lied about him. They spied on him.
What did they lie about? What did they lie about?
That the prostitutes peed on the bed, and that.
Well, listen. Well, so
by Hillary Clinton.
But hey, CJ, and I'll let you go on. But somebody lied about that little thing. What about all the other things that we know he did, man?
No, that wasn't a little thing. That was a 2.5-year, $25 million Adam Schiff crap pile that was proven that it wasn't true. It was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. What else did they lie about? How about Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, kind of like our border czar, VP Harris, that the border's secure? And, oh, no, we don't want illegals to be able to vote. We found out that's a lie just 2 days ago, but you won't report that. We've listened to you Democrats and many of your hosts on this program demean the tax cuts. Will Civic Radio use those Trump
tax? Hey, CJ, this is why, you know, I asked you about Donald Trump and his character and lack thereof. And you can't focus on that because it's clear that any man who has said the things that we know he said about women on tape, grab them by their, they allow you when you're famous to do such and such a thing. The fact that all of the court cases that he's up against don't denote that he's a man of character. You can't tell me Donald Trump is a man of character. I've watched him for 50 years. Go ahead.
I don't know him. Here's the thing. I'm better off 4 years ago than I am today because of Joe Biden. People know it when they go to the grocery store, when they try to pay rent, when they try to pay heat, try to pay air conditioning, try to pay for groceries, try to pay for gas, you name it. We feel it. So you can deflect about him, but you never look at Joe Biden and his family taking $25 million from China. You never mention it.
Hey, CJ, I allow you to, you know, make these cockamamie statements. Because other conservatives aren't going to call in and respond to what is a legitimate question on my part about why people who, go to church on Sundays, people who talk about their morals and who in many instances condemn people who commit crimes and other things, overlook a man who's running for president of the United States. That's really a legitimate question. And the fact that the state of Wisconsin is in the catbird seat to determine who the president of the United States is going to be. And I'm just curious as to why, in the face of all the things that we know about Donald Trump, selfish, concerned only about himself, you can't point to any time where Donald Trump has done anything that impacts and affects the average American since he's been around. Well, and I don't want to hear about tax cuts. I'm one of those who was around doing Donald Trump's tax cut. It didn't impact or affect my life. And I'm an average Joe. 844-967-2789 is the number. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Guys, hang on the phone lines.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I go deep on the newly announced RNC platform. It is all garbage.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
There's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. CBS.